Welcome back to 620 WTMJ. This is Michelle Litchens and Brian Sikma sitting in for Charlie Sykes. And now we have a real treat with us here. We have State Representative Jim Steinecke. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Wow, thanks, Michelle. Thanks for calling it a real treat. That was kind of nice.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Well, talk to us about transportation funding and where we're at in Wisconsin and maybe some thoughts you have.
Yeah, sure. No, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. If you remember back a few years ago, Governor Walker recognized there was a problem with transportation funding. So he created a commission to come up with some solutions. And if you remember, they suggested a whole host of different options to increase revenue. Now, being the way we are in the legislature, we didn't think tax increases and fee increases were the right place to go right off the bat. We wanted to look at putting in some reforms to try to save money first. So what we did was we eliminated the decorative enhancements that were about 1.5% of every project cost. So if you can imagine a $300 million project, 1.5%, it's real money we're talking about.
Yeah.
Then we also eliminated the requirements for road widening. We repealed the prevailing wage for local projects, and we're also looking, we're doing an audit of DOT to try to find additional savings there.
Do you know when that audit is going to be out?
I don't have the date offhand. I think it's either later towards the end of this year or early next year.
So it would be money that would be available for the next budget, I assume?
Yeah, hopefully if they can identify some places to save money, that'll help.
Great.
So ideally what we do is we look at cost savings first, but I think most people would agree that even with all the different options available to us for saving money, the reality is the fund is extremely short. We're looking at $680 million over the biennium roughly. I know Secretary Gottlieb had suggested over $700 million in additional revenue in the last budget. So I don't think the savings are going to be enough to close that gap.
So I guess the big question some people have as we discuss this transportation funding issue is it assured that Assembly Republicans, as this budget comes together, that once this audit comes out, if there are more ways to save money, will any revenue increases for sure be accompanied by further ways to save money? Because for example, I know that the prevailing wage, which you brought up, that was eliminated on local projects, but it wasn't eliminated on state projects. Is that something where Assembly Republicans, obviously having to work with JFC on this as the budget's prepared, would that be part of a package so that taxpayers would know, hey, if we have to increase revenue, we're also going to squeeze this lemon for a little bit more savings as we move forward with this process?
Absolutely. I mean, I think our record is pretty clear over the course of the last 5.5 years. The governor is a reform governor. The legislature is a reform legislature that's not afraid to take on these big issues. We've passed them time and time again over the course of the last 6 years. So we always look for ways to save money first, but we also have to be realistic and look at the long term because, in the last budget, the governor proposed borrowing $1.3 billion. Okay, that was unacceptable to us in the legislature. It's just too high of a level of bonding. And right now, we're going to be looking at, in the 16-17 budget year, debt payments are going to be 20% of every transportation dollar. It's already too high.
That is way too high.
And then the other answer, so you either borrow more and pay for the roads or make our kids pay for the roads, or you could do what the governor wants to do now, which is just don't do projects and delay maintenance, which again is just a tax increase on the future because those roads are going to need maintenance and it's going to become more costly down the road, or you just fix the problem now.
Jim, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes today to address this problem. I know we're going to be talking to Eric Bott next, so I hope you listen to the radio to hear what he might have to say to counter some of the things that you said. I hope our callers start thinking of what they would like to do when it comes to transportation funding in the state of Wisconsin and call in 414-799-1600.